7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden at my back. How can I do any better? I'm Doug Steffen. The FCC, Federal Communications Commission, wants to loosen indecency rules that apply to television programs on broadcast, not cable, but
thank
broadcast
goodness.
Television. It's about time, even though
I've been wanting to see more naked fat people on TV for I can't
right.
imagine
Let's
how
look
long.
For more naked fat people. It isn't naked fat people. I mean, I guess if they were naked, there'd be a problem, but it's often what they are saying that gets the people vexed. The president of the Parents Television Council says that the announcement is unacceptable. And this is a group, like many of the other 501c3s that find themselves in Washington, that just looks for a base, looks for an issue, scares people, makes a lot of noise so they can get more contributions so these people can keep their job. That's the only reason the Parents Television Council exists. They have no value. They don't really do anything. I love the way they're referred to as media watchdogs. What are you talking about? And Media Matters is another one of these phony groups that has a political agenda, and they raise their money from the faithful so that the people who are running it, who are normally either ex-staffers or they're ex-congressmen or the people who have had jobs in Washington that have been on the public dole, and they create these ideas, they come up with these foolish groups, and they find they get people to give hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars. We've got to protect the children.
But
We've
do you like them, Doug?
Them. Do I want to what?
But do you like them?
No, I think they're foolish.
I know. It's a joke.
No
I understand what you're
whatsoever.
Saying.
But
go ahead.
Is the question whether or not we really do need to have some decency, and what are the standards of decency? It's, you know, this is the thing, the age-old discussion.
Why do you say that we need to have some decency?
I didn't say that. Just a minute, please. What I'm saying is we don't have a standard. There's not an objective standard of decency, or what's in what's another word that's the same as decency? What's another word that we could use that is sort of the same thing? You don't. There are no community standards for what is
agreed upon. You mean
discussion? No, I'm thinking of another word for decency, but that's not the word that I'm thinking of. There's another word that's in my mind that I can't knock out of my head at the moment. But the community standards. I guess indecency, maybe as much as anything else. What's decent or indecent? And there are no community standards for that. Because what you think is decent, and I think is decent, maybe not what the next person says, or things like Roberta and Jennifer. Do you think they'd agree on what was decent and indecent?
No.
Maybe
not
in some circumstances.
Yes, actually, I think we would.
Yeah,
no.
I think we would.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I do, actually.
No, you wouldn't.
Really?
No, you wouldn't.
Maybe in the area of violence, because Roberta likes a little more violent shows than I do, but otherwise I think we'd be pretty on...
That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about violence, although we ought to be talking about
violence. Well, when we talk about decency, I mean, I think we talk about everything.
You talk about sex, language, violence.
Right.
Yeah. I like zombies.
Well, I mean, look at the difference, although you look at Revolution, and it's a show that's actually a fairly popular show and has a pretty good story to it.
It's
They've got swords
violent,
and chopping people up all the time.
Yeah, no, that's not. Whereas, Revolution's chopping up people with swords?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hacking them up pretty good.
Yeah. And so then you go over to the show that Kevin Bacon is in on
The Following,
Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is violent.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you look at Revolution, it's the same kind of thing.
That's more violent.
Well, it may be more gruesome.
The Following is gory. The Revolution is more like action type stuff.
Right.
The Following is gory.
Yeah. You don't see somebody sticking a sword in him and then pull it out into his guts or bleeding all over. You don't see that.
That's enough for breakfast time. Thank you.
Well, but that's what
But yeah,
saying.
Hey,
in
listen, essence, I don't need the Parents Television Council to tell me what my kids should watch. I am the Parents Television Council.
They want.
And I will tell you the God's honest truth here. I have an easier time managing what my kids watch on television than I do managing what my kids see on the internet. YouTube is my biggest struggle when it comes to what my kids see that's inappropriate. Because
right, they can run into things willy-nilly,
right,
sort of.
They start out on a dog slipping off of a table video that's funny, and he falls on the kitten, to all of a sudden, where in the world did you find this at? And it's just, if you follow the trail on YouTube, you will end up at something that the kids shouldn't be watching. And that's my biggest struggle. with kids.
Well, it's a waste of time. The broadcasters and all the time they spend on all of this stuff, it is absolutely foolish. So with that in mind, in a moment, we're going to meet a lady who has a very successful motion picture career. I think she's had some television things under her belt. She's written a new book. So we're going to talk to Nia Vardalos in just a moment here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
The Doug Show at 14 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Nia Vardalos, who is the writer and star of that very successful motion picture, which many... Is there anybody who has not seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
No.
I don't think there's... Nia, your movie has been seen by 180 billion people all around the galaxy. Did you know that?
That's a heady experience. Wow.
And my wife keeps a case of Windex in the garage just because of your movie.
I could use it because I woke up with a zit this morning.
Yep. Let me hook you up.
Really?
I can take care of it. A couple of sprays.
That's
boom.
It's got too much information. You don't care what people know about you. But if you have a zit, that's big news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Variety.
I've gotten used to people knowing and, just having no private life. But this is the first time in this book that I am so, I call myself a fearless idiot to actually go so public in this book, but I just felt like, isn't it time to just blow the lid off the shame that we all feel about, the silent shame we feel about infertility, and, you don't know how to talk to your friend about it. If you yourself are going through it, you don't really know how to navigate this situation, and I'm meeting so many men and women who are telling me too, this happened to me. So I feel that it's cathartic for me finally to just leave it all behind and admit that during the making of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, I was in the pursuit of becoming a mom. And now 10 years later, I'm here to tell you that via American Foster Care, my husband and I were matched with a little girl when she was 3 years old, and we had 14 hours notice. And we became her parents, so hence the title, Instant Mom.
I've been there and done that. And isn't that fun when you get that call and they say, we found your child, you have to be here in no time whatsoever?
Yes, and I don't want to belittle my experiences in film because I'm so grateful for them. I've had dinner with the Queen of England. I've gotten to make out with so many guys way out of my league. What a life. But that call, those words, you've been matched.
Yeah.
I tear up just thinking of the electric shock that went through my body. I yearned for those words for so long, and that was it.
So in you talk about how the paparazzi used to follow you around and, any baby news yet or something like that, and then how you finally decided that you were going to adopt. How did that happen, and what made you decide to adopt?
Well, I'm quite candid in the book about wanting to be a mother biologically, thinking that it's every person's God-given right to procreate, and why wasn't it happening for me? At the same time, I was trying to make sense of why did My Big Fat Greek Wedding happen to me? And then it was a very slow dawning light bulb click once I became a parent and became so happy with our daughter 5 years ago. Now, 5 years later, adding up to a full 10 years since My Big Fat Greek Wedding came out, I realized I'm supposed to be talking about adoption. Why we chose this route is because we had tried everything. We're still on the waiting lists for China and for Greece, and we wonder if this is another way that we will be matched. The way that did work for us the first time we became parents, the time I'm talking about now, is we met with these, who I call the super pretty angels, foster care workers, social workers all over this country and around the world that do good. It's called a foster family agency, and it's a free service. Free in every state. You internet search those words, foster family agency, and agencies will pop up in your state, a network of social workers that will guide you through the home study, fingerprints, background check, sit down with you, talk about what you're open to and what you're not open to, and then help match you with that child that's living in American foster care. There are 129,000 kids that are legally freed. I didn't know that, and now I'm just blabbing about it.
So, in the book, the reality of what you went through and how much time it took you to get there, is there any idea how many people around the country at any one moment in time are doing what you and Richie, it sounds to me like you were sort of not as well. Richie planned his thing through the adoption agency in Colombia. It sounds to me like yours was much more helter-skelter, at least the way you describe it.
I couldn't find the information. What would happen to me, Richie, as I would have a friend who adopted via an agency, would be matched with a child from the Soviet Union, from Russia, and then I would try the same route, and I wouldn't get matched.
Really?
Then I would try through another agency, and I wouldn't get matched. And I realized, I don't know if it's the ultimate test, but when you ultimately meet your child, all of it makes sense.
Yeah.
I am supposed to be my daughter's mother.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now I get it. So why I describe every route that works is not to discourage people. I'm sorry, every route that didn't work for me is not to discourage people. I'm quite candid in the book on the ways that work for my friends. It's that you don't know what you're waiting for until you see her. And that's what happened to me.
There's that business, there's a spiritual thing, there's the old business of what happens, the right thing happens for the right reason at the right time, all of those things that you can maybe bring into it.
And just in a sense. One last thing to mention, the money that you spend on this, you get to write a large, large amount of it off on your taxes, and people don't realize that. So if you're worried about the money, the expense of adoption, a lot of that comes back to you. So go forward. Don't worry about the money.
Don't worry about the money. The 25 pages in the back of the book, How to Adopt Appendix, describes the cost associated with each method of adoption, the benefits of that you could write off, as you describe, and also adopting from American foster care is free, so any expenses that you incur,
the difference between being a foster, getting a child from a foster home, and through a regular adoption agency is quite different, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's quite different. If you are looking, this is a couple I met. The man had retired from the Army. The woman was a homemaker. Their kids had gone to college, and one had gone into the Navy, and they were looking to fill their home again. They fostered a three sibling set. Two boys and a girl were in their home. How fun is that?
Wow.
Until they were reunited with their parents. The kids stay in contact with them. That's one way of doing it. There are 350,000 kids in foster care looking for a loving home. It's temporary. There are also 129,000 kids who are already legally emancipated. Those are the children available for adoption. You sit down, foster family agency, you tell them what you're looking for.
Yeah, and it's all in America.
Right.
Nia Vardalos, who became famous for her role in My Big Fat Greek Wedding with the book Instant Mom here on Good Day. Nice to meet you, and good luck with this child and in the experience. Thanks.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Song for this week in 1987 belongs to the group Starship. They were first known as Jefferson Airplane, and then it was Jefferson Starship.
And then it became this wimpy pop band of the 1980s and changed it to Starship.
Yeah, I like their pop stuff.
You do?
It's Nothing Gonna Stop Us Now, which was probably their sixth or seventh number one song.
Wasn't this in a movie like Mannequin or something?
Wow.
I loved that movie.
Wow, the fact that you pulled that is Mannequin.
It's just hitting me. Oh,
wow.
Am I wrong?
I can't believe you just pulled that reference.
Oh, no. I looked at Kim Cattrall, Andrew McCarthy,
Oh, my God.
Why? What's wrong with the movie?
This is what I love about it, because it's a totally random movie out of the 80s, which 9 out of 10 people...
I used to watch it all the time.
I have no idea. Yeah, no, I remember the movie, but just the fact that she referenced it out of the blue because of a song that was being played that just happened to be in that movie. You're a beautiful person, Jeff.
Thank you.
She is a beautiful
person. So was it a mannequin or what?
You could be right.
Reference to music and emotions and neat things that go on with you and with all of us. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Angelina Jolie and Lady Gaga are the latest big names to become hacking victims. This is everywhere in every facet of life. Banking, your credit cards, what you're buying online. Scarlett Johansson, Robert De Niro, Anderson Cooper, Kim Kardashian, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden. Beyonce, the list goes on and on and on.
And it's the same group of people, they think, the same hackers that are doing this.
Yeah. And why can't they be stopped? Nobody can get into the system deeply enough to get back. Where's Chloe when we need her? Somebody call her.
Aww, 24.
Yes, exactly.
You know, between the Chinese and the Middle Eastern activists who are trying to hack all of the, you know, this is going to be a problem over the next decade. And I believe they'll get a handle on it, but it's an issue.
Yep, it sure is. Kate Hudson, Jennifer tells Elle that her relationship with Matthew Bellamy from the band Muse. She's been. Does she date anybody that's not a musician?
No,
she's
only
into the rock stars.
Only geeky white guys, skinny musicians. Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Okay. So now, is she pregnant with this guy?
She was, but no, she's not right now. They already had their baby.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. The baby's a couple years old already.
Is she not married to this guy?
No, she's not. They're engaged. She said that their marriage started off very old-fashioned and proper. They went on dates, but then 2 months later, she was pregnant. She was shocked. She said that it's going to be interesting. Yeah, you think?
How do you get shocked when you're having sex with somebody?
Well, I would imagine, yeah. I mean, you probably don't expect it 2 months in, but...
So, Is this an example of, here we are, the television parents workshop or whatever that group is we were talking about a few minutes ago that is all bent out of shape because some word shows up on broadcast television. Why don't they get themselves all wrinkled up about things like this? What kind of an example, if we believe that there's an example to be set by somebody like Kate Hudson, what is that all about?
Well,
why
don't
they go after the lives?
But it should be because, what's important is that there's a survey that came out a couple of weeks ago about, I think, 48% of first-time moms are single.
Yeah.
Isn't that? I mean, that's a huge number, and that changes our family structure
incredibly. Yeah, it shows that the family structure is. Television, whatever, parents, television, God's other is irrelevant. And those of you who give money to groups like that.
You still go to South America. You still go to, I don't know about Europe, but the Middle East. The family structure is still pretty much the same. But in this country, the family structure has totally changed.
Yeah. So what is that? Is that the decay of our society? Are we going down like Rome?
We shall see.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to see it. You can maybe see it. I'm not going to see it. I'm not even going to look for it. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Author Helen Brown's book, Cleo, How a Cat Mended a Family, was an international bestseller about her own cat, Cleo, and its impact on her family after the tragic loss of her son. Her newest book, Cats and Daughters, They Don't Always Come When Called, picks up with her family's new cat and her relationship with her daughter.
The thing that made it very difficult and painful was I got this diagnosis of breast cancer and was told I was going to have a mastectomy. And, you know, the sneaky mothering side of me thought, good, Lydia won't be able to go to Sri Lanka now. She'll stay home and nurse me. Well, much to my horror and hurt, she didn't change her plans. She packed her bags and off she went. And I was utterly devastated. I thought, how could she do this to me? I thought, our relationship is over. And at the bottom line, I thought, she doesn't love me. I was heartbroken. But I was also very hypocritical because I had raised her to be strong and she was doing what she wanted to do. And actually, it wasn't very long before she proved that she loved me very much. And now, you know, we look back on that crisis and I'm so glad it happened because Lydia and I are so close now. We are both grateful for those terrible rows we had because now she knows that whatever she does, whatever she wants to do with her life, I'm going to love her, and she's going to love me, and we're stuck with each other.
That's author Helen Brown on her newest book, Cats and Daughters. They Don't Always Come When Called. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few moments, Dr. Jay Kumar is going to join us. So get your brain in the gear. Get yourself adjusted, if you will. In the meantime, there's a story today that we have at DougSteffen.com that bears some maybe focus, repetition. We all know Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. He has signed a bill banning children under the age of 17 from using commercial tanning beds. This came from, you may remember, the case of a New Jersey woman who took her 5-year-old daughter to the tanning booth, and all kinds of horrible things happened to her. So the governor said that while he doesn't favor government regulation of small business, this law is important. Wouldn't you think parents would have enough? Why in the world? Imagine, Roberta, put yourself in the position of this mother. Or maybe, you know, you think about when your daughter was 5 or 6 years old. Would you bring her to a tanning salon and put her there?
I would slather her in suntan lotion if she went out to play in March.
Mm-hmm. One wonders, the woman is either an alcoholic. I mean, you look at her and you can tell there's something really kind of wrong here. She would bring her child into the suntanning studio, take all of her clothes off,
put her in.
And last year, the mother was arrested because the child came to school with so much sunburn. It looked like she had been left out to bake for hours and hours. You all know what happens. You get red first, and then your skin turns into that leather. It feels and looks like leather, whether it's not necessarily a rich Corinthian leather, but it really, you got to wonder what kind of reality there is. So all these tabloid stories that came around, she was referred to at the time as the tan mom. And look at her. You can see what her, she looks like somebody that came out of a chocolate factory, all browned up and baked up, and her skin looks like
leather.
But
you're also, at 20, you look like you're 40.
No,
at 40, you look like you're 70.
Yeah, my mother, my sister has done this a lot in her life, although she stopped doing it recently. She people in our family are not particularly fair-skinned, so they can take it. I tan and I don't burn at all. My mother used to, though, go out in the backyard. I can remember seeing her and down in the Cape or other places. She would go and just bake. And just,
well, you didn't know at that point. It was kind of like smoking. You know, people would like put baby oil on and tinfoil around them to attract more sunlight.
Goodness.
Well,
yep.
Can you imagine, as fair-skinned as you are, Jennifer?
Oh, I have to be very careful.
Yeah. It is so hard.
I have been to a tanning salon a few times, though. I'll admit.
Recently?
No, not recently. Probably, I don't know, in my 20s.
Why did you go?
Because what would I would go to get a little bit of a base tan. So if I were going to Cabo or something like that, I wouldn't go out in the sun the first day and burn.
But you still burn even with a base tan.
Yeah, you do, but I didn't burn as much as I would have. So I would go and get a little bit of sun ahead of time so that I wouldn't get scorched the first day out. Whether that's a great idea or not, I don't know. But, yeah, I'd always put a paper, like a whole towel over my face, so it would always freak me out, my face and my neck. So I'd always cover that up because I thought, ugh, that's the first thing that goes in these things. It would always make me nervous. Didn't like it.
Yeah, being in there is kind of like being in a claustrophobic can. I remember going into the hydroponics. You know, you go into these places. I had the hydroponic is the oxygen. You go into these tanks and they seal you in, and you it's all glass, so you can see around. But there's still something about being about what you feel you can't get out. And I would think that would be what it would feel like in one of these tanning things. Or that, you know, how do you get out once you get started?
It's kind of relaxing. I mean, there's like it's a bed and you lay down and then you just put the lid on top.
If it doesn't, if you don't want any more, are you in there for 20
minutes? There's a button. You can stop it when you want to. Yeah, if you want to escape.
Well, that story, the new tan mom law in New Jersey, what's behind it, whether it should be something. I mean, again, why do we have to legislate this sort of thing? It's just kind of common sense. Speaking of that, if you're in a small business position and you're looking for a way to enhance the opportunities that you may have and need some more money, you might want to check out the Good Day crowdfunding page. This is a works in progress. We're trying to work it so that you can learn along with us how to crowdfund. We're going to have a radio reality program with a lot of people that are very close to this. If you've heard me talk about it or you've thought, this is kind of interesting, but I need to know more about it, you can check it out. The Good Day Crowdfunding lessons begin at DougStefan.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
Americans believe in equal rights, justice, and opportunity for all. We've not always lived up to that promise, so we have created special categories of people we call disadvantaged by virtue of their race, ethnic origin, gender, or other characteristic. Such programs have good intentions, but if you look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see how destructive this is to our freedom. Offering people special treatment in college admissions, hiring, promotions, or contracts requires treating others unfairly. We believe in a country where people succeed based on their merits as individuals, not their membership in a protected category. That is what makes America special. Equality does not mean everybody will achieve the same results, but it means we all should have the same opportunity to try.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creevel Foundation.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, what I like about Jay Kumar, who's here, he has a very active Facebook page, and so we're always happy to have the folks that are followers of his listening to this program, and we hope that you will pay more attention to the whole program, not just the fact that Jay is here, but Jay always has something important to add to the discussion. We were talking earlier with Nia Vardalos. I don't know if you heard that or not, Jay, the lady that was in my Big Fat Greek meeting, I know. There it is.
Big Fat Greek
My
Wedding.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
I love that movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah, she decided that she wanted to have a child and couldn't have one, apparently. So they were going to adopt. She got into the foster care system and literally became an instant mom in a way that's hard maybe for people who go through the 9 months to even conceive. Because you got 9 months to work it through. Both you and the father can sort of get used to the concept. And you've asked a question about what's referred to as the pregnant brain in your post today on Facebook. You've become an uncle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this your sister or your brother?
It's
your brother's?
My brother and his wife became proud parents of a boy and a girl last week. So I became a first-time uncle.
Mm-hmm. Yay! So is it we were talking earlier about serotonin and what happens. The reference to it earlier on was something not anywhere near as pleasant as this. The studies that are out now suggest that all of these kids who have been involved in these horrible murder shooting sprees have all been taking drugs that were connected to the serotonin level in your brain. And serotonin is something that we all need. It's measured differently and it's balanced differently in all of us because we all have different chemistry. But the brain acts on lots of different things, and all kinds of things going on in the various levels of the brain.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
Women,
yeah. For women,
because
especially.
Is it the hormones or what's going on?
You know, for the
change.
I know, and I'm glad we've got, you know, the ladies on, Roberta and Jennifer, and as well as, you know, you guys as well, who are, you know, who have kids also. But, you know, we're just discovering something really remarkable about the brain for pregnant women. For the longest time, we just thought, you know, the female body changes in pregnancy. But we're finding the brain changes as well. And Roberta, I know you're the mother of two beautiful young, you know, young ladies. Have you heard this thing called the pregnant brain before? Have you heard about that term?
Well, I haven't heard of it, but I've certainly experienced it.
Tell me what your experience was. I'd love to hear your experience and feed off of that. I'll feed off of that when you share that.
Well, you know, I mean, when you're pregnant, your hormones just are all over the place. So, you know, initially I was just like totally confused and crazy. And then in the mid-trimester there, the second trimester, everything was just kind of really kind of wonderful and calm. And in the third trimester, it was like totally impatient and like nuts, like get this thing out of me. Now,
the typical classical pregnant brain syndrome. For the first trimester, the woman's brain actually goes into whack. It actually changes. Neurobiological changes happen in the woman's brain in the trimester that makes her confused. She has like short-term memory lapses.
Yep.
She's like, where did I put the keys today? That kind of thing.
What's my name?
What's my name? Exactly. What's the day today? But all these things are happening for a specific reason. It's to train the woman's brain to be prepared to be a good mother. They've discovered that there's an area of the brain, it's kind of a, I don't want to get too scientific, but I'm going to say this, there's actually an area in the brain called the medial preoptic area. It's a very fancy term, I know, but it's the medial preoptic area. They just discovered recently that part of a woman's brain begins to increase during pregnancy. And there's a specific reason why that is. We all know that when a child is born, the child can't speak. You know, you have no way of verbally communicating with your newborn baby, right?
Right.
So what you have to do, the mother actually has to recognize facial cues. She has to recognize, she has to be intuitive to pick up the facial expressions of if the child is in pain, is it hungry, is it, you know, is it in disgust from the food that's eating, what is it? And so a woman's brain is actually rewiring itself during pregnancy so it can actually relate emotionally and intuitively to a newborn baby when it can't speak. What's what it needs. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, really.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
It is.
How does it work, though?
How does it work? Well, we don't... Well, What's the question? Go ahead.
I guess I'm just, as I listen to you talk about how it goes, what Roberta's experienced, what your brother and sister-in-law have experienced, what so many millions, hundreds of millions over the years, billions of people have gone through this. And it right. seems today that it's because we're so focused on the nuance of everything. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, my mother was pregnant and my sister came out, and I didn't like my sister because she took attention away from me, and I didn't give it didn't make any difference to me what my mother was doing, and I didn't recognize it. And I think back to when she was pregnant now, and everything that bothers me about or what she seemed to reflect, because she had become addicted to alcohol and tobacco when we yeah. were children, and how it affected my yeah. sister, my younger sister, emotionally and otherwise, because she's my sister is different than I am, certainly, and my older sister is. I guess we're all different.
I want to touch on a point, Doug, you just brought up called the addiction thing. You know, mm-hmm. most of you probably heard about this, the term called postpartum depression.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you experienced that or if Rich or, Doug, if your wife's experienced that. But it's a common thing, and the reason why that is, the woman's brain during pregnancy secretes all these love hormones that make them feel like serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, and they're elevated at levels which are way beyond normal at levels during non-pregnancy. And after the baby is born, those hormonal neurotransmitters go down to their base level. And it literally is as if a woman who is pregnant, who after giving birth, is having a withdrawal from an addiction. There is something biological happening in the woman's brain where she is actually going into withdrawal symptoms from all these neurochemical, that are making her feel just joyous and alive and elated. And after the baby is born, all those chemicals go back down again. So it's really important, if you're a pregnant mom, or if you just, as my sister-in-law just gave birth, it's really important to actually be aware of this. And there actually are natural supplements to actually increase oxytocin levels in the woman's brain to help her with postpartum depression. And I'll say one last thing. It's not just the women's brains who actually are affected, it's guys' brains as well. When a woman is pregnant, the last thing I'll say, when a woman is pregnant, she actually releases pheromones into the air that actually decrease the testosterone level of her mate.
So
really? She doesn't go full at when she's pregnant.
Very interesting.
Really?
All right, Jay. Check out Jay's website, Dr. Jay Kumar, Kumar. There's lots of great stories, lots of information, lots of help for people. We always enjoy having Jay on the program as a reflector, if you will. It's 10:04 the hour on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Troubling timeline, but in the end, the coach was canned. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It is unfortunately something we've seen or heard of before. A coach, whether it be college, high school, or any other level, acting like a maniac, abusing student athletes. In this case, we're talking about Rutgers University in New Jersey and that school's basketball coach, Mike Rice, who was fired yesterday, but only after a video showing him abusing players at practice sessions was aired on ESPN, abuse that included shoving and throwing basketballs at players and using gay slurs to taunt them. Apparently, this video of Rice's physical and verbal abuse came to light many months ago. The school's athletic director says he and the school's president viewed it and decided that a 3-game suspension and a $50,000 fine was enough. That was back in December. Rutgers University president Robert Barchi is now saying he only viewed this video recently and a decision was then made to fire the coach. Quite clearly, someone is trying to cover up something. For his part, fired coach Mike Rice had this to say to New York TV station WABC Channel 7.
I've let so many people down. My players, my administration, Rutgers University, the fans, my family who's sitting in their house just huddled around because of the fact that their father was an embarrassment.
He certainly sounds contrite now as compared to the bully that is seen on that video. Campus reaction at Rutgers? Here's what some students are saying about what has transpired.
I believe he should have been terminated as soon as they found these tapes, because these tapes were in their hands for a couple months.
I think that a first step that we can take is make sure these players feel safe to report these incidents, because obviously they feel like if they do, they'll be treated just as poorly or if not worse.
As we mentioned, there is a timeline problem here that has so many of us asking why Mike Rice was not fired sooner. All you have to do is watch the video, and it will leave you shaking your head asking, what were they thinking with that original decision to just suspend and fine him? This story is far from over. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
about the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
On Wall Street, growing tensions over North Korea pushed stocks down yesterday. The Dow off 112 points, closing at 14,550. S&P down 17. NASDAQ lost 36. Oil prices also down nearly 3%, falling $2.74 a barrel to $94.45. President Obama, with a move aimed at showing solidarity with federal employees hit in the wallet by sequester spending cuts, the president is giving back 5% of his salary. The White House says the reduction will be retroactive to March 1st and last through 2013. The president's annual $400,000 salary is set by law. So, to reduce his own pay, the president will write a $20,000 check to the U.S. Treasury. Closing notes. First, some disappointed tourists in Washington, D.C. because of a lack of cherry blossoms, which were supposed to be blooming right now, but cool weather has delayed the peak bloom along the tidal basin. Cherry Blossom Festival Director Diana Mayhew is hopeful, though. Diana, please tell us, when are these blossoms going to pop?
Any day now. It's a nice pink glow down here, so they'll be popping out, I'm sure. Last till the next 10 days, all the way through the festival parade on the 13th.
So those blossoms will be blooming soon, but when things begin to bloom, you know what that means. Let's open the door over here. Ah, yes, allergies, coughing, runny nose, watery eyes. Could you folks move along, please? Thank you. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America has released a list of the worst cities for allergies in the U.S. Jackson, Mississippi is number one, followed closely by two Tennessee cities, Knoxville and Chattanooga. In those cities, as well as many others, it will be a pollen palooza for those of us with allergies. Let's see if there's anybody still outside. Oh, my. Here, use a tissue, will you? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.